Luke 12, 32 to 40. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, like men waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It would be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. I tell you the truth, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the second or third watch of the night. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his home be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come in an hour when you do not expect him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The first couple verses of today's gospel are enough for a sermon by themselves. So that's what I've looked at. The rest about being dressed and ready with your lamps burning and reclining at the table, waiting for the hour of the thief that might be coming. That's all good fodder for other preaching, but I'm not going to touch on that today. I'll leave that for another time. As many of you know, I'm a counselor here in Southern Illinois. I work from the Marion area up to Greenville, where Susie and I have been lately for the last couple of years, and in places in between. I work with a variety of people, some good, some are still struggling, but they're all living, breathing human beings worthy of attention and care. One of the questions I sometimes ask in a counseling session is, what would you love to try if you knew you couldn't fail? What would you love to try if you knew you couldn't fail? I'd love to play the piano, but I think I might fail. What would you love to try? I like it because it asks you to look beyond your present circumstances and your present challenges. I think we're all wired to overestimate risk and danger because, well, you know, as a caveman, that's what we had to do. If you weren't ready for risk and danger, we wouldn't be here today. But one might argue that in our relatively civilized world of today, we often lose more by underestimating the possibilities all around us. If we focus on risk and danger, we miss seeing opportunity that abounds. Of course, you have to ask the question at the right time in that counseling session if it's to do any good. When you've just come out of a difficult or harmful time, you might not have the resources to imagine a brighter future. You might continue to look for what's harmful just around the corner. So you need a little confidence or a feeling of safety before you take on greater challenges. Also, having a backer or a mentor or an advocate helps. Someone to support you, who has your back, who will champion your efforts and encourage you along the way. I'm proud to say that that's something that we counselors try to do. Well, one could read Jesus' promise in our passage today as someone to support you. He says in verses 30 and 31, which is just before what I read earlier, he says, "Your Father knows what you need. Seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you." And then today's verse, number 32, "Do not be afraid, little flock." He says, "It's your Father's good pleasure to give you all things." Those are powerful words. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you all things. And from that promise comes the invitation to prioritize your possessions and share. An invitation to give things away. An invitation to prepare a durable treasure in heaven. Jesus suggests this promise leads to freedom, freedom of mind, leads to peace, and it leads to happiness. Because we have Jesus' promise, that is, it's God's good pleasure and God's desire to give us all good things, we're suddenly free to give things away, to care for others, to lose ourselves in service. In all these ways, find our security and our confidence, not in our earthly possessions or accomplishments, but rather in our relationship with God. What a wonderful message. He will give us all we need. However, that's not what our culture tells us. Rather than tell us not to be afraid, our politicians, the media, advertisers, and even some of our clergy relentlessly tell us to be on guard. Protect yourself. Rely only on those you know. And you need this or that in order to build yourself a stash, a treasure for an uncertain future. I think Susie talked about that, a treasure. Such fear tends to limit our vision and paralyze our actions, therefore making it difficult to imagine a future without bondage to possessions and status. Fear of the future gets in the way of working towards freedom and reliance upon God's promises that he's already given us. Despite my attraction to this vision question that I asked earlier, what would you try if you knew you couldn't fail? I wonder if I should change it a little bit and make it serve as an action question. While it's important to free folks to dream without limits, it's also important to equip them to live with the very challenges that they have every day. So I would tweak this question slightly. What would you dare to attempt, not if we knew we couldn't fail, but rather if we believed that failure didn't matter? What would we do if we believed failure did not matter? Not didn't matter as if there's no consequences, but rather didn't matter in the sense that it's not the end of the world. Because it's not. Failure is often a teaching tool, a moment of clarity. It's something we do in order to get better. And so those failures don't matter because they help us get better. I think one of the primary calls of the church today, and something that maybe we could express on our website, is to become a place where people are so rooted in the promise of God's good pleasure, reminded of their identity as God's beloved children, and affirmed in their inherent self-worth and dignity, that we could see all those people around us also as God's beloved children with inherent self-worth and dignity. Even those on the margins of our culture are subject to God's good pleasure. That promise wasn't restricted. The question for a Christian isn't about some form of self-actualization, to be all you can be with earthly possessions and accomplishments, but rather discovering that as we give ourselves away and share in relationship and service, we find a deeper sense, one that we've never thought about being possible. If we're rooted in God's promises, we should feel secure enough to take some risks. We are born for community, for sharing, and find a sense of self and meaning and purpose as we trust God's promises and give ourselves away in love. That was the essence of our youth mission trip to Blackfeet Reservation in Babb, Montana, last month. When you're on the road all the time, you lose time. Granted, we did load up my pickup truck and Gary's van with about everything you could think of. Food, lots of food, tools, clothes. But when we got there, we shared it. We shared it all. A few of the missionaries left their tools and a couple left some clothes for those at the reservation. We gave ourselves away in love. I was so proud of Bella and Laurel as they stepped up to do anything and everything we adults asked of them for the benefit of the mission. They cleaned, they fixed, they painted, they carried rocks, they sang songs, they played the piano and the guitar for a worship service and for Vacation Bible School. They danced with the Vacation Bible School kids. They extended love to all around them, humbly, unselfishly, and without discrimination. They gave themselves away in love. Even the huckleberry ice cream. I didn't tell you about that, did I? Huckleberry everything in Montana. Huckleberry jam, huckleberry coffee, huckleberry perfume, huckleberry, you name it, it had huckleberry in it. It's a bit of a tourist trap for huckleberry. Gary bought a 3-gallon tub of huckleberry ice cream. We ate that in a week. I was afraid we didn't have freezer space to store it, but we ate it before we had to store very much of it. Then he bought a second tub. That was to eat and to leave and share with the church because they were having their 60th anniversary of the mission church there. So they got a gallon or so of huckleberry ice cream out of the second tub. So we gave away the ice cream too. I mean, that is love. I'm proud to say the adults who were school teachers, a retired pastor, counselors, and an engineer all tried to set examples for the youth. We dropped our sense of status and accomplishments to humbly do whatever it took to serve. From cleaning toilets to painting signs and fences, mowing, pulling weeds, stacking rocks, vacuuming and kitchen work. No one was too good to do any task set before them. We were all ready to be free of bondage, to be free of expectations, to be free of limits, and to be unselfish. Free to do God's work without compensation, only love. That's a mission trip. Toward this end of living freely, I will close our service later with a brief charge and benediction, an affirmation of God's blessing, and then send people out into the world, all in their various places and arenas, whether it be home or work or school, places of volunteering, but send you out with the conviction that God has your back. As these scriptures have stated, He supports and encourages you in your challenges, inviting you to dream and thrive, and counting on you to see those all around you, especially those in need. See them as a neighbor, a beloved child of God, and someone perhaps set before you so that you may extend God's love and promises. Might I send you out armed with God's promises to live into and work for the kingdom of God? Jesus proclaims, "You need not fear, and your words and actions make a huge difference. The world needs the gifts and passions you have more than you may know. Are you ready?" I'm not talking about being dressed or burning lamps or watching for the master. I'm talking about being ready to give yourself away in relationship and in service. Since it's God's good pleasure and His heart's desire, we are free to give away, to accept, and to care for others. To lose ourselves in service and gain the kingdom. Are you ready to find security and confidence, not in your possessions or accomplishments, but rather in your relationship with God? For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Look on the front of your bulletin. To Him be the glory and the praise. Amen.